Now, if somebody wants to bring their own show to Dog Story, they can do that too, right?
Right. And that really, again, that's really one of the main things that I think will make Dog Story continue to be, you know, like, important for sure. Grand Rapids. Because Dog Story, it's an all-volunteer nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
No one, literally no one that is helping Dog Story work makes any money at all. It's all volunteer driven. And so what we need is people to, yeah, they write shows, or they want to put on a poetry slam, or they want
to... Well, you're trying to get me to do poetry slam.
You know I am. So they should, you know, contact Dog Story. You know, their, you know, the website, dogstorytheater.com, or, you know, mm-hmm. you can email info@dogstorytheater.com. And it's unbelievably reasonable. Again, the reason why it's all volunteer and nonprofit is because our rates in terms of putting up a show mm-hmm. are... I don't know any place, like, anywhere that are this cheap. Like, not just Grand Rapids. Right now, our current rate is $300, gets you Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Including rehearsal space and right. all the time you need.
I mean, so it's almost yeah. impossible for someone to put up a show and lose money. I mean, it's this great outlet for someone who's either, you know, a writer or a director or an actor. If you want to put a show together...
Sure.
You get to put your show up.
I think that's fantastic.
And the thing is, too, we like to think it benefits the audiences, too, because our ticket prices also are able to, then we're able to draw an audience.
Sure.
That's how I got involved in the theater, because I was, you know, actually my work shift was where Monday was like my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm saying, Monday, $5 for comedy night, what's not to like?
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, I found fantastic performances,
right.
and I just really enjoyed it a lot.
Now, Dan, are you an actor as well?
No.
So it's just a passion that got you involved with Dog
yeah.
Story. Now
yeah.
you've
what both... I really want to do is direct.
Okay.
Yeah,
now you've both been involved in Dog Story since the beginning, since 2007.
Nope. Actually, nope. The only Dog Story was founded by a guy named Jay Harnish, Josh Fremmer,
mm-hmm.
A girl named Becky West, and a girl named Amy McFadden. And Amy is actually the only founding board member still
okay.
On the board. I joined maybe a year or so after it started.
Okay.
And then the rest of the board members are all newer board members as well.
So what was it that attracted both of you to Dog Story?
To me, as, you know, my life and even livelihood is all centered around creation
mm-hmm.
of work. You know, and like most of my work is speculative. You know, when you're a writer or an actor or a comedian, you're creating stuff hoping that someone will want to watch it, hear it, read it.
Sure.
And possibly pay for it.
Right.
And so Dog Story is this great incubator for that exact life. You know, I mean, the number of production companies, I think that there are probably... maybe as many as like 15 production companies and shows that have come out of just because Dog Story existed.
Okay.
Because it was a venue where they could afford to create.
A great launching pad.
Yeah. And I mean, the Don't We Boys, the sketch show that
sure.
I do with Matt and Dave,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only reason why it started is because Dog Story had this Monday comedy nights and it was a place where we could try it and then say, you know what? Let's see if the rest of the world thinks it's funny. And now we've been able to.
What a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, my livelihood is based on the consumption of work like Joe does.
Sure.
But I found too, it's not, you have a lot of interaction and you have a circle of people who are most active in it, but it's not in by any means an exclusive club. And I enjoy kidding around and you know, the interaction is very friendly and intimate.
Right. In many ways, it's very communal, partly
right.
because of the black, because it's
right.
such a small space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Most of the time, whether it's the people, you know, volunteering at Dog Story or the people doing a show at Dog Story, you're probably going to get to meet most of the audience, you know,
right.
on the way in or out of the
yeah,
show.
It's very, very intimate. I
right.
love the feel
I'll
of
I'll tell
that.
You a story. This is great. Just
sure.
a short one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Merchant of Venice. My daughter is... sitting next to me with the Pigeon Creek. There's a scene where these jokers who are trying to win the hand of the main hero female. They have to perform a certain task set by her father, et cetera, et cetera. So,
sure.
while she's going watching this guy do it, she comes and the actress comes and sits down by my daughter and treats her like a BFF.
Okay.
During this scene, all improvised stuff that she's whispering, what a clown, all this
right.
stuff. You know, I'd throw up if I had to marry this guy. Fantastic. My daughter loved it. She's in college, so this was not just a little kid being odd. And she was impressed, and we just had a great time. And that's the kind of intimacy that Dog Story offers.
Very, very cool.
Right. It's kind of blatantly engaging.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, you don't get to, sit, in the 20th row and disengage from the show.
Right.
There's five rows.
Right.
And to be, the most of the audience, the capacity for most events is somewhere around 50. Van Andel goes from, 16,000 to 12,000. We go from, maybe 60 to 45. I don't want to foul the fire marshal here, but
right.
That's the idea.